This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. If you like Jack Kerouac, chances are you'll love the idea that the manuscript of On the Road is on display, all 120 feet of single-space typescript. The story goes that Kerouac pounded out the definitive Beat Generation road trip novel in just 20 days in 1951, stoked on coffee and Benzedrine. He typed it on a continuous scroll, long pieces of paper taped together. That scroll was bought at an auction several years ago for $2.4 million. The owner has sent it traveling around to Orlando, Atlanta, Rome, and the script is now stretched out in its entirety at the University of Iowa Museum of Art in Iowa City, where Howard Collinson is the director.
It's extremely fragile, actually, and it's written on a strange kind of tracing paper, or typed on a strange kind of tracing paper, and so it is quite yellowed, and certainly at the ends it's a bit dog-eared.
Can you see places where Kerouac was tinkering with the text?
There are lots of strikeouts in it. It is written, and I think that's the point of his having done it on a scroll, is of course he had to write it from beginning to end, no stopping, no rearranging.
Now, 120 feet, how do you display 120 feet of script?
You build a 121-foot-long case. It's in a long plexiglass box all by itself through the entire length of a gallery.
Well, what do you think you get if you come into the museum and walk the length of that case? What's the experience that you take away?
Well, of course, some people actually try to read large passages of the book, which is slightly different in the typed version than it is in the published version. I think Kerouac wanted you to get the sensation of the spontaneous creation of the novel, that whether it really just sort of spewed out of him in one 20-day period or not, he wanted you to think that it had, to feel the kind of speed and rush and urgency that's in the text by seeing the book. And I think that's very clear when you see it. It is single-spaced typing with very little punctuation.
You have audio tape of Jack Kerouac reading that accompanies the exhibit. We have some tape of him here. This is a passage from On the Road. He's describing, I guess, a juke joint in San Francisco. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
The beheaded tenor man was blowing at the peak of a wonderfully satisfactory free idea, a rising and falling riff that went from Ia to a crazier Ilya, and blasted along to the rolling crash of butt-scarred drums hammered by a big, brutal-looking, curl-sconced guy with a bull neck who didn't give a damn about anything but punishing his tubs. Crash, rattle-tee-boom, crash, uproars of music, and the tenor man had it, and everybody knew he had it.
Mr. Collinson, when you hear that, what do you hear?
I hear the rhythm of his speaking, which I think you need to kind of have. It helps to get the novel if you have that kind of in the back of your mind, that it was meant to be this rhythmical, kind of musical text and not just exposition of plot.
There's, of course, the famous line from Truman Capote about this book, "That's not writing, that's typing."
And to an extent, that's true. It turns out, recently Douglas Brinkley has published a book of Kerouac's journals, which show that, in fact, Kerouac was working on little pieces of the novel for some time before he actually sat down and typed it all into one integrated text. So even though Capote just meant to be nasty, there's a little grain of truth in what he said.
There's also this legend that a friend's dog ate the last paragraph of the manuscript itself. And you have the manuscript right there. Can you tell whether that's true?
It does say a dog ate on the back in Kerouac's pencil writing. And the last about 5 pages of the book are missing, are torn off. So whether that's true or whether Kerouac perhaps wanted to change the ending and decided he needed to lose the original ending and then blamed it on a dog, I don't know. But Kerouac himself added fuel to that.
Hmm. You know, this book seems to have a particular appeal to certain parts of the population, mostly young men. I wonder if the people who come to the exhibit, do you see any patterns? Do you see particular people who seem to like this a whole lot and others who just walk right by?
Actually, it's interesting. It gets quite a mix, and I think it appeals not only to those that used to be young men, but to young men now. I think even in 2005, you just can't get much cooler than Jack Kerouac.
Mr. Collinson, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.
Howard Collinson is director of the University of Iowa Museum of Art in Iowa City. He spoke with us from member station WSUI. The exhibit next travels to Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., Austin, Texas, and other cities through 2007. A photo of Jack Kerouac's scroll and a history of the origins of On the Road are at our website, npr.org.